USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is firing his defense secretary, Mark Esper. The president tweeting that Esper has been terminated effective immediately. He thanked him for his service. The president announcing that Christopher Miller will be acting defense secretary. Miller had been director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Although Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden declared himself the victor in the 2020 election, Trump campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany says,
"Election is not over. Far from it. We have only begun the process of obtaining an accurate, honest vote count. We are fighting for the rights of all Americans who want to have faith and confidence not only in this election, but in the many elections to come."
USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Now that the election is over and votes are continuing to be counted across the country, Congress can get back to work and there is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. As far as what sort of package we will see, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes,
"You might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up."
Congressman Biggs speaking on Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. The PPP and EDL loans are meant to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic. It's a big day on Wall Street after news that Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is more than 90% effective, the Dow finishing up 834 points to finish at 29,157. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
For the sixth straight week, average gasoline prices have fallen across the country. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
The national gasoline price fell 3 cents last week for an average of $2.09 a gallon. That's 10 cents lower than last month and 55 cents below what it was a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for the drop in prices.
The six-week streak that we've seen the national average decline may soon wrap up as oil prices start increasing again on optimism over the economy and a potential stimulus plan from President-elect Biden.
California still has the highest prices at $3.14 a gallon compared to Texas at $1.73. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
All Utahns are subject to a statewide mask mandate under new COVID-19 restrictions as announced by Governor Gary Herbert. Herbert explaining in a televised address on Sunday night that the rising number of COVID-19 cases in the state means that Utahns can no longer choose whether they wear face coverings.
Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus. Experts tell us that masks do not cause a shortage of oxygen to your brain or cause disease. We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer.
The governor is saying he's trying to curb hospitalizations as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.